today. Israel kills sons and grandchildren of Hamas's lead negotiator as the Middle East is on high alert for potential Iranian attacks. We take a closer look at the independent voters crucial to the US presidential race, as the question of when and even if the Fed cuts rates this year becomes a campaign issue. And in Germany, the conscription debate dividing public opinion. It's Thursday, April 11th. This is Reuters World News, bringing you everything you need to know from the front lines in 10 minutes, every weekday. I'm Kim Vanell in London.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
People sift through the burnt-out wreckage of a car in the Gaza Strip. Three sons of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the vehicle. Israel describing the sons as operatives in the Hamas armed wing. Four of Haniyeh's grandchildren, three girls and a boy, were also killed. The strike on the Muslim festival of Eid comes as Haniyeh is engaged in negotiations for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages. In a statement, he said the strike would not weaken Hamas's negotiating position. The wider region is on edge over possible Iranian retaliation for a suspected Israeli airstrike on its embassy in Syria. Lufthansa is cancelling flights to Tehran, and an Iranian news agency briefly stoked tensions when it published a report on social media saying all airspace over Tehran had been closed for military drills. The agency then removed the report and denied it had issued the news.
Let me conclude with a line from Star Trek, which you all know. To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida going all galactic in his toast at a White House state dinner. Kishida and Biden agreed that Japanese astronauts will participate in NASA moon missions, in one of a range of joint projects agreed this week. Japan and the US also unveiled plans for military cooperation as they seek to counter Russia and China. South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol is dealt a resounding blow in parliamentary elections. Opposition parties have scored a landslide victory, meaning Yoon is looking like a lame duck just 2 years into office. Anti-junta rebels have declared control over a critical border town in Myanmar. The victory in Miyawadi is the latest in a string of rebel wins against the country's military-run government. The United States is increasingly polarized on the left and the right, but there's still a group sitting quietly in the middle, independent voters. And getting voters unaligned to either party will be crucial to the upcoming presidential election. Our graphics and visual editor, Sarah Slobin, has been sifting through Reuters Ipsos polling data to create a clearer picture of these voters. So, Sarah, what have you learned about independents?
What we know is that they tend to skew younger. 36% are millennials and 26% are Gen Z. And so that means the majority of the Gen Z group were not even old enough to vote in the last election. We also know that in terms of race and ethnicity, they're more like Democrats. They reflect sort of the population of the U.S. And something else is we know that 74% do not have a college degree, which is a lot higher than both Democratic voters and Republican voters.
What matters to this group? What might move their vote one way or another?
Well, Their big topics are similar to major parties. Their personal economic situation is totally important to how they vote, followed by reducing crime. But interestingly, more than half, just a bit more than half, say that protecting abortion in their state is totally important. But this is actually very different than when you compare them to Democrats, where that number is much higher at 86%, and to Republicans, where that number is much lower.
Right. You know, just looking at your visuals, you can see that this middle is less extreme on any given issue.
Yeah, you get a stronger response from both Democrats and Republicans on the issues than you get from the independents. We don't know whether they're less engaged or whether they're less passionate. The data doesn't show that to us, but we can see that more than half of independents did not vote in the 2020 election, and only 31% of them think that their vote makes a difference in the outcome of the election. So convincing them that their vote matters could really make a decisive difference.
The latest Reuters Ipsos polling also finds President Joe Biden has widened his lead over Donald Trump. Some 41% of registered voters back Biden, and 31% picked former President Trump. That 4-point lead is up from a 1-point lead back in March, although the margin of error in this poll is 4%. One issue that could make a real difference is whether the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates before November. Data out Wednesday shows consumer prices increased more than expected in March. That's leading financial markets to anticipate that the central bank will delay cutting interest rates until September. Howard Schneider is our Fed reporter. So, Howard, what did we learn from this inflation report?
Well, what we learned is that it continues to surprise a lot of people, a lot of smart people. It jumped back up. For the Fed, you know, the markets reacted very swiftly to this, priced out a June rate cut, pushed that back to September, trimmed the outlook to probably only 2 quarter-point cuts now for the year versus they were at 4 at a full percentage point at the start of the year. So this has been sliding backwards pretty steadily throughout the first quarter. And you've had a quarter now where inflation has accelerated back up above where it was late last year. So that's not a great trend. And if you start adding another month or two to that, well, then they really are going to have a decision to make. And I, you know, dare I say, rate hikes back on the table. I think you get another read like this in April, May, and they're going to talk about that.
So you mentioned September, which is 2 months before Election Day. So this is a political issue now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a campaign issue. Biden talked about it on Wednesday.
Well, I do stand by my prediction that before the year is out, there'll be a rate cut. This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that.
So what scenarios are we looking at now?
It seems now we're headed for one or two situations. Either Joe Biden's going to be sideswiped by persistent high inflation when he thought this was a soft landing to beat all soft landings, or the Fed's going to be cutting rates, inflation's back to normal, and you're going to hear a lot of grousing and a lot of complaining from Donald Trump that they're only doing it to help Joe Biden and not really responding to data. So starting this process in September makes it all the more consequential in terms of how it's going to be used by the different campaigns.
German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius meeting soldiers deploying to Lithuania this week. The countries have agreed to station 4,800 troops there in 3 years' time in what's being called an historic agreement. But these deployments highlight a wider issue for Germany: a lack of military resources. The issues reignited the debate around conscription. Pistorius has even said the phasing out of compulsory military service in 2011 was a mistake. Andreas Rinke is in Berlin. How controversial is conscription as an issue?
It's very controversial. I think the population is half split, I would say, regarding the polls. There are a lot of people saying conscription would be a good thing, not only to satisfy the needs of the army, but also to have more justice in the society. And the others say that now the army has gone to change into a professional army. It's virtually impossible to change back. Too costly, and it would take too much time.
What type of system is being suggested?
It's important to understand that conscription is not abolished in Germany, but just suspended. So it's easier to go back to the old system if you want to do it. But there are different proposals. One is to go back to the normal compulsory service model, but that could include this time women and men. You could have a Swedish model that means mustering of soldiers and then take roughly one third of the people which have been mustered and then select volunteers. That is something which the German defense minister likes very much, but the chancellor has some reservations and the liberal finance minister is completely against it.
So what happens next in this debate?
I think nothing, at least till the next federal election in September next year, because the liberals and the Green Party, which are in government here in Germany, they don't want this conscription, but it will be a major subject in the next election campaign.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
That's it for today. We'll be back on Friday with our daily headline show. To make sure you never miss any of our updates, subscribe on your favorite podcast player or download the Reuters app.